The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is awesome. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which means no fancy equipment, and that's super convenient. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the popular apps out there. And you can even begin making money from your podcast right away, because there's no minimum listenership required to start monetizing. So that's cool as well. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started. My name is Rob Gorski, and I want to welcome you to the Autism Dad Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about three things that every parent needs to know when they first find out that their child has autism. I've been an autism parent for about 18 years now, and I've been a public figure in the autism community for about the last 10. I've been writing regularly on my blog, theautismdad.com, sort of documenting our journey and sharing our experiences, insights, helping people sort of learn from my mistakes, maybe sort of light the way for the people who are coming behind us, educating the public. And probably the most important thing is to let other parents know that they're not alone. They're not the only ones experiencing this. They're not the only ones feeling the way that they're feeling. And it provides sort of a sense of comfort to people. One of the most frequently asked questions that I get from parents who have just had an autism diagnosis is what am I supposed to do? What do I do? My child was diagnosed with autism. I don't know what to do. It's a scary time for parents because oftentimes, they don't know anything about autism. Anything that they know about autism is based on, what they've seen on TV or what they've read online. And it's not always accurate. A lot of times it's very stereotypical. It's sort of misinformation. And so that sort of incites panic, I think, a lot of times in parents. And, one of the most beneficial things, one of the most important things that you can do when you first find out in those first moments where your child was diagnosed, you need to take a step back. You need to catch your breath. The last thing in the world you need to do is panic. It's not the end of the world. Autism is not a death sentence. And as scary as it is, as uncertain as you feel right now, about yours or your child's future, it's going to be okay. I've been through this three times. Each time was very emotionally challenging for me. I was devastated each time, not because of what I thought it meant for me, but because of what I thought it meant for my kids. And as I sort of progressed along in this journey and I learned more about what autism is or how it sort of uniquely impacts my kids, I realized that, it's okay. It's okay. There are challenges, there is heartbreak, but there is joy, there is happiness, there are amazing moments that I would never have gotten to experience otherwise. And so it's really important that parents realize that those initial moments, they don't represent what will be or what could be. So take a breath, step back, and remind yourself that it's going to be okay, because it will. The second thing that, I advise parents on after they have had their child diagnosed is to educate themselves. It's really important that you gain an understanding of what autism is on a basic level. And then how does autism impact your child? Autism is a human condition that is very often misunderstood. It's confusing, it's complex, and it impacts people differently. So, you could have 100 people diagnosed with autism, and each one of them are unique. They're all impacted differently. They all respond differently to things around them. They all have different personalities, different likes, different dislikes, strengths, weaknesses. Everybody is unique. And so the sooner you begin to understand that and sort of hone in on how autism uniquely impacts your child, the farther ahead you're going to be, the better equipped you will be to handle the situations that pop up. The less scary things are going to be, because the more you know, the less there is to be afraid of. Unknown is scary. When you don't understand what's going on, it can be scary. But if you take the time to learn about how autism is impacting your child or your family and become an expert in your child, the more in control you're going to feel, the more empowering it is, and the better off you and your child will be.
The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and it is ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you have always wanted to start your own podcast and you want to get paid to do it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start.
Finally, we come to something that I feel is absolutely vital that every parent of a newly diagnosed child understands, accepts, and embraces right off the bat, immediately, because if you don't get into the habit of doing this, you're going to find yourself in a bad place eventually. And what I'm talking about is self-care. What tends to happen is that parents of kids with special needs, like autism or anything else, feel this overwhelming urge to pour everything they have, their heart, their soul, everything they have, every last ounce of who they are, into their child. And while that's admirable, and I totally respect that, it's misguided and it causes problems in the long run. You cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot give that which you don't have. If you give and give and give and give and give, you will eventually bankrupt yourself. And so the idea of self-care is that you take time as often as you can to put back, to give to yourself, to help you be a better you, to sort of replenish your resources, to ensure your own personal health, both physical and emotional. And the reason that's important is because if you're not physically and emotionally fit, if you allow yourself to burn out, you can't be there for your child. Kids with autism oftentimes will need to be parented much longer than what their typical peers would be. So in order to be there for your child in the long run, you have to take care of yourself now. It feels selfish, it feels wrong, it feels counterintuitive. But someone once told me that you have to first be selfish before you can be selfless. And it took a long time for me to really sort of understand what that meant. But the point of it is that you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. And if you don't, in the long term, you're going to fail. You will spend yourself into bankruptcy, and there is nothing positive that can come from that. I know that it might feel wrong to put yourself first sometimes, but you have to take care of yourself. Self-care can be anything. It could be exercising. It could be going out on a date with your spouse or your significant other. It could be having that cup of coffee in the morning or a cup of tea or watching your favorite show or playing a game or going out with your friends or anything like that. It's just a matter of putting back so that you don't give more than what you have. It's the whole point, and it's so easy to lose sight of that, but it's so hard to get yourself into the mindset that self-care is important. And so in my view, the sooner you get that implemented into your life, the farther ahead you're going to be, the better off you will be, and the better parent you will be for your child, and your child will be better for it. I know what it feels like to hear that your child has autism. I know how earth-shattering it can be for a parent because you don't understand and you don't know what it means for your future or your child's future. I get it. I've been there. And I really think that if you use or follow these three basic guidelines, I think that you will find yourself in a better place. You know, everybody's situation is different. Everybody's life is different. Everybody's child is different. But I think these are sort of universal things that you can apply to your life. And frankly, it even serves as a reminder for people like myself who have been doing this for a very long time. You know, there's a lot of things that we forget along the way that we need to remember. You know, we're always learning. We always need to learn. We always need to educate ourselves and figure out how we can best help our kids. We have to sometimes take a step back and take a breath and tell ourselves that it's going to be okay. No matter how bad it feels, no matter how dark it seems, it's going to be okay. And we always have to remember to take care of ourselves. You know, the best way that we can take care of our kids is to be there for them. But if we burn out, if we run ourselves into the ground, we can't do that. So do your best to apply these things in a way that best fits your life. Customize it to be what you need, to what benefits you the most. They're just guidelines, but they're universal. And I think it's really important to embrace these right from the start. It will help give you a solid foundation. It will help you to find your way and continue moving forward. Thank you once again for tuning into this episode. Again, my name is Rob Gorski. You can find me at theautismdad.com. You can read our journey. There's like 12,000 posts that document everything that we've been through as a family. I wish you guys the best, and I'll talk to you soon.